it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we're talking about discipline, but not the version many people picture. Not the heavy, grinded-out, white-knuckle version that feels like punishment. We're talking about discipline as alchemy. The process of turning something that feels like lead into something that shines like gold. Because if you've spent any real time in music, you know the feeling. You sit down to practice. Some days it flows. A lot of days it doesn't. It feels repetitive. It feels slow. It can even feel like you're going backwards. And that's the moment where many people just drift away. Not because they don't love music, but because they've misunderstood what discipline actually is. There's an idea floating around that discipline equals suffering, that if it doesn't feel hard, it doesn't count. So people either avoid it or they force themselves through it and burn out. But discipline at its core isn't punishment. It's a pathway. Ryan Holiday, author of Discipline is Destiny, puts it this way. Discipline is how we free ourselves. That's a very different picture. It's not something weighing you down. It's something opening you up. If we go back to the idea of alchemy, the old stories talk about transforming base metals like lead into gold. In music, your lead is that daily repetition. The scales, the timing work, the vocal drills, the rewriting, the refining. On the surface, it can feel heavy, but over time, if you stay with it, something changes. That same repetition starts producing clarity, confidence, expression, identity. The gold starts showing up. Now here's the part that really matters. That transformation doesn't happen because you feel inspired every day. It happens because you show up anyway. There's a line from a recent article in Guitar Thrills magazine that says, "What separates artists who last from those who fade is an unusual level of commitment to results. The ability to create consistently, adapt strategically, and remain disciplined even when recognition is delayed." That last part is where many people fall off. Recognition doesn't always show up on your timeline, but discipline stays available every day. Another line from that same piece, "Commitment to results is repetition under uncertainty." That's real. You don't always know if what you're doing today is going to pay off. You just know that not doing it won't. I've seen this in my own life. There are seasons where practice feels like momentum, and there are seasons where it feels like maintenance. But both matter, because what's happening underneath the surface isn't just skill building. It's identity formation. At some point, if you stay with it long enough, practice stops being something you do. It becomes part of who you are. You don't debate on whether you're going to show up. You just do. That's when discipline stops feeling like effort and starts feeling like alignment. We talked about mastery back in episode 10, and the truth is, mastery without discipline doesn't exist. You can have talent, you can have moments, but sustained excellence or even genius, that's built on something deeper. There's a great distinction from vocal coach Carrie Cole. She talks about the difference between discipline and devotion. And that's where things start to shift, because devotion changes the energy. Instead of dragging yourself into practice, you're choosing to be there. She calls it raising your devotion quotient. I like that. It reframes everything. So how do you actually do that? How do you take something that feels repetitive and turn it into something that fuels you? First, find your why. Simon Sinek talks about this. Starting with why is what inspires action. If your practice is disconnected from your deeper reason for doing music, it's going to feel like a chore. But when you reconnect to why you started, why it matters, who you want to become through it, practice takes on a different weight. Second, bring gratitude into it. This sounds simple, but it's powerful. Instead of looking at practice as something you have to do, look at it as something you get to do. You get to work on your craft. You get to improve. You get to express. That shift alone can take the heaviness out of it. Third, track it. Not in a rigid, obsessive way, but in a way that lets you see your own consistency. When you can look back and see the work you've put in, it builds trust in yourself. It reinforces identity. Fourth, gamify it. Eric Hsu talks about this idea of creating your own game, something you can play and win on your own terms. Add challenges, set goals, push your edges, because growth tends to show up where there's engagement. Repetition breeds success, but engaged repetition builds something much stronger. And here is a story I love, a great example of deep devotion. Pablo Casals, one of the greatest cellists of all time, continued practicing daily into his 80s and 90s. When asked why, he said he believed he was still making progress. That's discipline as identity. That's someone who understands the alchemy. And I've experienced something like that close up. During my days studying and performing in San Francisco, I was out one night with some friends who spotted another couple they knew across the room. And my friend sent over a bottle of champagne. In return, they sent back a single front row ticket to see Andre Segovia, the man who brought the classical guitar to its rightful place as a respected concert instrument. I was the third wheel that night, basically the tag-along, and the only music major in the group. So I got the ticket. My friends dropped me off at the theater. I was running a little late. Actually, I was the last one in. I still remember walking down the aisle, and Segovia had just been seated on the stage. He looked up, smiled at me as I walked in wearing tennis shoes and casual clothes, and I took my seat, maybe 15 feet away. He was around 90 at the time, and when he began to play, it was something else. His hands, large, worn, shaped by decades of devotion, told the story before a single note had landed. And when the music came, it wasn't about perfection. There were moments that weren't technically flawless, but somehow that made it more human, more emotional, more real. His identity as an artist hadn't faded with age. It had deepened. His age wasn't a limitation. It was part of the beauty of the performance. And that moment stayed with me because it showed me what this path can look like over time. Not chasing perfection, but devoting yourself to something long enough that it becomes who you are. I've fallen off that path at times. We all do. But every time I step back on, it's with a clear sense of who I am and why this matters. So let's bring this back to you. If your practice feels heavy right now, you're not doing it wrong. You're just in the early stages of the process. The lead hasn't transformed yet, but it will if you stay with it. The goal isn't just to get better. The goal is to become someone who practices, because once that shift happens, everything changes. Your sound deepens, your confidence grows, your expression sharpens. And over time, the results show up, not just in skill, but in opportunity. So here's something to unpack. What does your practice feel like right now? Is it punishment or is it devotion? What would shift if you approached it differently? Because the gold isn't somewhere out there waiting for you. It's being forged right now in what you choose to do today. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.